I'm Ryan Broderick, and welcome to the audio version of the Garbage Day newsletter. This is the April 15th issue, titled The AI Flight Attendants of Facebook. Listen to the end for a rat named Kronk learning to drive a tiny car. Why are people on Facebook generating AI religious art of flight attendants? Facebook is currently awash in AI spam. Last month, 404 Media covered the bizarre new trend of old people praying to AI images of Shrimp Jesus. But it seems like Shrimp Jesus is out, and the hot new Facebook engagement hack being used to terrorize and mystify the platform's elderly user base is flight attendants praying to Jesus. Here's what I learned about the pages that are generating these images and my best guess as to why it's happening. The search term to use if you want to find this stuff is beautiful cabin crew, which seems to be the main way pages are sharing these pictures. You can also use the hashtag cabin crew to see a bunch more. There are also at least a dozen very, very popular Facebook groups using some variation of the phrase as their title. Some of these groups are only for AI images of flight attendants, some are for pictures of flight attendants and Jesus, and some are just for sharing softcore pornography and clearly stolen personal photos and videos of real human flight attendants. But let's start with the images that don't have Jesus in them. The biggest cabin crew group I found is called Beautiful Cabin Crew with like a heart emoji and a plane emoji, and it has 700,000 members. Most of the posts are AI-generated flight attendants and women in military uniforms posted by bots and or fake profiles, though there do seem to be real men commenting on these posts. This group also doesn't seem to post any pictures of Jesus. It's moderated by two people, a Bengali guy and an account called MeToo, which is promoting a network of massive private Facebook groups sharing actual pornography on the platform. Some of these groups have a million members and they're extremely creepy. There are also a bunch of AI-generated flight attendant influencers. These pages post in the cabin crew groups and are generating thousands of images of flight attendants. Some are incredibly popular, like this one called B, which has 150,000 followers. It's uploading a new AI-generated image every hour, from what I can tell. As for the pages generating the pictures of flight attendants with Jesus, they're also using these cabin crew communities most likely as a way to promote themselves. One smaller cabin crew group is called Cabin Crew Beauty Love, and it shares both kinds of AI-generated flight attendant pictures. It's moderated by one of the bigger AI flight attendant pages, which is called Rafi Tulfo News and Rescue. It has almost 500,000 followers and is one of the main sources for all the Jesus praying with flight attendant photos traveling around Facebook right now. Rafi Tulfo is a Filipino senator and media personality, by the way, and it seems like the page was originally created in 2022 as a way to spoof Tulfo's real pages. Which brings us to the question of where these pages are based. I found one page that was based in Pakistan contributing to a cabin crew group, and I found another smaller group called Beautiful Cabin Crew, plane emoji, earth emoji, heart emoji, run by a guy in Cambodia. I suspect that Facebook's page transparency settings have broken somehow, or these pages have figured out a way around them with VPNs because almost all of these pages are listed as being run out of the US, but are full of fake details. A popular AI image page called Tatyand Davin 9, which makes flight attendant images, along with other more traditional AI-generated images of just Jesus, went viral on X recently, and none of its page information is correct. It has 150,000 followers and lists itself as being based in California. I called the phone number on the page, and it goes to a martial arts facility in Florida. The receptionist was very nice, but also very confused when I asked her about the AI pictures of Jesus. I tried to contact another one of these pages, one called Wildlife Fan, which seems to specialize in crying flight attendants, but its number went to voicemail, though the address listed on the page is for a flower shop in California. The most interesting thing about these groups and pages is that they're not clearly selling anything, or even seemingly working together in any coherent way like the bad food magicians. Though one page I came across, Melody Lynette, has about 10,000 followers and is now posting flight attendants and pictures of Jesus, but was posting old people and women in wheelchairs celebrating their birthdays earlier this year. It was a big Facebook engagement hack before the AI images took off. And the Melody page says it's affiliated with a viral marketing firm called Quantum Tech HD, but I can't tell if that's real or not. I emailed them, but I haven't heard back. I assume these pages are simply jamming a bunch of popular stuff together to farm engagement to eventually monetize in some way down the line. Why AI images? Because you can flood Facebook with thousands of posts and the platform won't really do anything about it. These pages are also using the platform's built-in 3D photo filter, possibly to bypass Facebook's bar is in hell bare minimum AI image detection. Why flight attendants? Because Facebook users are, and always have been, uncontrollably horny. But also, my mom is a flight attendant. Sorry, mom, if you're reading this. And aviation and flight attendant Facebook has always been huge. So I think they're just identifying communities that were already active and swarming them. Why Jesus? Because religious content and getting users to say amen underneath it became one of the fastest growing types of content on the site after it stopped promoting news content last year. The fact that in the span of less than a year, Facebook effectively removed anything resembling news from the platform, even conservative news, and allowed AI-generated spam to take its place, and both investors and advertisers don't care, should tell you all you need to know about what social networks are in 2024. They're a data-holding pen for advertisers to harvest, and it seems like Meta has finally given up pretending they're anything else. Who cares if users are praying to and or asking to marry AI images of flight attendants? All that matters is that they're on the app, and you can stick ads in front of them. A good yoga ball storage hack. Okay, so this is an X embed from a user named r_otomo, and it's a post in Japanese, but per Google Translate, it reads, "The technique of storing a balance ball by pressing it against the corner of the ceiling seems to be common knowledge among users, but I feel like there's a lot that people don't know about it." And it's a picture of a yoga ball stuck in the corner of a ceiling. On paywalls and democracy. Every 9 months or so, though usually more often around election years, someone tries to argue that paywalls are bad for democracy. The most recent reheating of this take comes from The Atlantic in a piece titled "Democracy Dies Behind Paywalls." Of course, you won't be able to read it unless you pay for an Atlantic subscription. Womp womp. The Atlantic piece argues that outlets should make their journalism free during the election year because of rampant mis- and disinformation online. And it only offers a single paragraph trying to imagine how an outlet might pay for such an idea, mentioning grants, sponsors, and ads. Oh dang, what a revolutionary idea. Writer Hamilton Nolan called the piece worthless and laughably tossed off, and I agree, though Hamilton suggested publicly funded journalism programs as the only answer to this conundrum, which sure, but I don't think they're realistic at a scale that would matter in the US, but maybe one day. My more pragmatic take here is that media outlets should do literally anything that sorta kinda works. But the idea that cutting off revenue streams during an election year could somehow result in better information is frankly idiotic. The big lesson of the free news viral media age wasn't that news only works when it's free. The lesson was that well-funded newsrooms work, regardless of where that funding comes from. Report news, figure out how to sell it, and put pressure on platforms via your reporting to limit misinformation. A few updates from the Brazil X feud. X's head of legal in Brazil, Diego de Lima Gualda, resigned after Elon Musk said he would defy court orders imposed on the site. Probably smart. Gualda was mentioned by name twice in a recent court decision regarding X, according to a report from Folha, one of Brazil's largest papers. Gualda was also spotlighted by the new round of Brazilian Twitter files. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has joined Blue Sky. In case you are curious, like I was, he's been on Threads since it launched and has a much bigger presence there. Wife Jack and Husband Jack. Just for the record, I'm talking about that meme of like the red-headed female Wojak wearing like a gray shirt that was kicking around X this weekend. I wasn't going to cover this meme because it's actually sort of old and I feel like these kind of memes don't really matter anymore, but it went viral over the weekend and briefly became unavoidable for a split second on X. I thought this one Husband Jack meme was pretty funny. It's a picture of like the wife Jack's husband who's in like a plaid shirt with like a very millennial face. And the quote above it says, "I'm letting it soak." I'd say the main takeaway here, if you're looking for one, is that a lot of daily life memes like this feel more and more abstracted from actual life because the increasingly small group of guys on sites like X and Reddit making them don't really seem to experience life anymore. They're like projections of a projection of a projection. I saw a screenshot on X recently from a subreddit called R Energy Drinks with the title of the thread reading, Anyone else make energy toast when in a rush? And then the picture is like a piece of toast with like disgusting green slime on it. I had hoped that by finding the original post on Reddit, I'd get a few more answers about what's going on here. It was posted in our energy drink, so I assumed energy toast is toast with a jam made from some kind of melted down energy drink. But I was curious which. Down in the comments, the original poster said it was something called C4 jelly, which I found a recipe for on Instagram. I guess it's jelly made from an energy drink called C4. Anyways, here are my favorite comments. Every day in this sub, we stray further from God. Straight to jail. I mean this in the worst possible way. Go to hell. And finally, if you were really in a rush, you'd take it in the shower like everyone else. A real good AI-generated yearbook. It's an embedded X post from a user named Sky Azera, and the caption is, I'm absolutely losing my shit at this AI-gen yearbook. And it's a picture of AI-generated children's faces with names like Aiden, Bootis, Bortz, Chunis, George, Hunby, Champ, Hammond, Furtis, Broop, Hogby, Shrimp, and Foob. Some stray links. First, we have Marcus Brownlee's review of the bad AI pin. Then we have The Intercept is running out of cash over at Semaphore. And finally, a huge scoop from Fortune titled, Some ex-TikTok employees say the social media service worked closely with its China-based parent despite claims of independence. And the PS for today's issue is a rat named Kronk learning to drive a tiny car. And it's an Instagram video of a rat named Kronk, and he's learning to drive a tiny car. All those links are in today's newsletter.